And now, ladies and gentlemen, pardon me. Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy. My, you sound very gay.
Oh, this is the happiest day of my life.
What's going on?
Snooks is leaving for camp. Oh. I'm packing her things right now, and they're coming for her any minute.
Well, I hope nothing goes wrong, Daddy.
Oh, nothing will. See you later, Johnny. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Daddy. So Snooks is going to camp.
All right, Snooks, hand me those socks, darling.
Why?
I have to write your name on them, every article, so you won't lose any of your clothes.
Did you ever lose your clothes, Daddy?
Oh, of course not. What makes you ask such a silly question?
Well, Mommy said you lost your shade in a poker game.
Please, let's try to avoid any further mention of Mommy until you leave. I want nothing to mar this day of happiness.
Where am I going, Daddy?
Oh, Snooks, you know perfectly well where you're going. You're going to camp.
Why are you sending me to camp?
Why? Yeah. Because it'll be a wonderful experience for you. You'll acquire a new sense of responsibility away from parental attention. It'll make you healthy and give you a broader outlook on the problems of life. Now do you understand why I'm sending you to camp?
Mm-hmm. You want to get rid of me.
Nothing of the kind. Why, it breaks my heart to see you leave me.
Yeah?
Why, yes. If I didn't have such strong control over my emotions, I'd break down and cry. I feel almost as bad as I did last week when I sent Mommy to the country.
Sad, ain't it?
Yes, the house will be like a morgue with both of you gone.
When is the cat going, Daddy?
Cat?
Yeah, so the mice can play.
Now, what are you talking about?
Mommy said as soon as the cat's away, the mice...
Snooks! I beg you not to keep quoting your Mommy. I'm hoping they'll break you of that habit up at camp.
When am I going, Daddy?
Pretty soon. The lady will be here to take you with the other children. I hope she hasn't forgotten the address.
Is Robespierre going, too?
No.
Why?
Because this camp is only for little girls. Besides, Robespierre is too young.
Too young for little girls?
No. Too young to go to camp.
Why?
Because he can't even feed himself yet.
Yeah. And he can't even...
All right. When you were his age, you couldn't dress yourself either.
I wasn't.
Never mind what you were going to say. Now, come on, help me finish packing. Where's your camp sweater?
Which one, Daddy?
The one with the camp name on the front. Sierra Camp for Wayward Children. Where is it?
I threw it away.
You what? Yeah. Snooks, I just paid $4 for that turtleneck sweater. Why did you throw it away?
Well, I put it on, the turtle bit me.
Oh, nonsense. There's no turtles in turtleneck sweaters.
Why?
Did you ever see a duck in duck pants?
Yeah, Donald Duck.
Very funny. Oh, here's the sweater. Well, that completes the packing. Have you got your little overnight case for the train?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what you put in it. Handkerchiefs? Toothbrush? Comb? My Snooks, what are these postcards doing in here?
They ain't doing nothing, Daddy.
Well, they're addressed to me, and they've all got messages written on them.
I think I'll go outside and play.
Stay here. This one says, Dear Daddy, I am having a wonderful time at camp, but yesterday I tore my shoes in a canoe. Please send $2 for new shoes. Love, Snooks. Well.
I'll tell you how it happened, Daddy. I was in an old canoe. And
Snooks!
I...
You haven't even reached camp yet.
Oh. Well, then you don't have to send me the $2.
And look at this card. Dear Daddy, I got you $2 for shoes, but the money got burned at the campfire by mistake. Please send $4 because I burned my dress, too. Love, Snooks.
Tell me a story, Dad.
I'll tell you a story. I ought to give you the spanking of your life.
Why?
Because that's the lowest, meanest trick a little girl could pull on her daddy. Writing cards in advance and inventing stories to get money. Why, that's grand larceny.
You like it, Daddy?
No, I hate it. And if I ever felt the least bit sorry to see you go away for 6 weeks, I don't now.
The woman's here, Daddy.
Yes, thank heaven. Come on to the door with me.
Oh, hello.
Mr. Higgins, yes. Is the child ready?
Yes, everything's packed.
I ain't going.
Snooks!
I ain't going.
Please, Snooks! I've already paid $200 for your trip.
$144, including freight for her trunk.
Oh.
I'll handle the child, Mr. Higgins. Come along, young lady.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, just a minute, Mrs.
Miss Dump.
Miss Dump, are you sure the child will receive the same treatment she gets at home?
She'll be spanked whenever it's necessary.
She will not. Now, look here, Miss Dump. I'd like to talk to the child a minute before she goes.
Oh, very well. I'll go outside and send the men in to pick up her trunk.
Don't send me away, Daddy.
Snooks, I'm sorry we had to have that little argument before. You just weren't thinking when you wrote all those cards, were you?
Yes, I was, Daddy. I was going to save the money and send some presents home for you and Mummy and Robespierre.
Oh. Oddly enough, I believe you, my child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you run along. It'll only be 6 weeks, and you'll really enjoy yourself.
No, I won't.
Well, why not?
Because I like to be with you, Daddy.
Well, I guess I like to be with you too, Snooks. Oh, I may get mad at you once in a while, but it's my fault just as often as it is yours. And you're not any worse than any other kid, I guess.
I'm sorry if I'm a naughty girl, Daddy.
Oh, you're not naughty, Snooks. You've just got a lot of spirit.
Yeah. Kiss me goodbye, Daddy.
You bet I will, darling. There. Now, don't forget to write to me every day.
I'll write you twice a week if you want me to.
Are you sure you want to go to camp, Snooks?
Don't cry, Daddy.
I'm not crying, dear. I've got something in my eye. If you don't want to leave, I'll be glad to fix it.
No, Daddy. I'd better go. You need a rest.
Well, all right. Goodbye, Snooks.
Ready?
Ready. Goodbye, Daddy.
Wait. Aren't you going to say goodbye to Robespierre?
I don't have to. I'll see him up at camp.
But he's not going to camp.
Yes, he is. I locked him in the trunk. Goodbye, Daddy.
Oh.